Major U.S. airlines ordered ground stops this morning, citing communications issues, while other carriers, media companies, banks, and even telecommunication firms around the world also reported system outages that were disrupting their operations. The Federal Aviation Administration said all flights from several major U.S. airlines, including Delta, United, and American, were grounded due to a communication problem. The ground stop impacts all flights, regardless of their destination. In Australia, the government said the outage appears to be linked to an issue at global cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike. Yemen's Houthi rebels claiming responsibility for a drone strike early this morning that hit part of central Tel Aviv near the U.S. embassy, killing one person and injuring 10. The Houthis have launched drones and missiles towards Israel throughout the Israel-Hamas war, but up until today, all were intercepted by either Israel or Western allies with forces stationed in the region. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump accepts his party's presidential nomination at the Republican National Convention with a speech focused on uniting the nation just 5 days after an assassination attempt that could have ended his life. Former President Trump said that he feels lucky to be alive.
I said to myself, wow, what was that? It can only be a bullet, and moved my right hand to my ear, brought it down. My hand was covered with blood, just absolutely blood all over the place.
The 78-year-old former president had a softer and more personal message, saying the discord and division in our society must be healed. We rise together or we fall apart. I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America, because there's no victory in winning for half of America. SRN News. Many Americans want abortion pills.
According to a poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, 68% of respondents believe that doctors should be able to send abortion drugs to women through the mail. Democrats and independents are most likely to support through-the-mail abortion, but even amongst Republicans, 54% are in favor. All major religious groups also approve of abortion pills in the mail, with the exception of white evangelicals. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Montana judge says the Secretary of State's office was wrong to change the rules governing whose signatures should count on petitions for constitutional initiatives, including one to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. Officials tried to omit the signatures of inactive voters after counties began verifying signatures. The district judge said the signatures of inactive voters should count. This is SRN News. United Airlines reports higher profits in the second quarter thanks to record crowds at U.S. airports.
United said its profit rose 23% to $1.32 billion in the three-month period that ended June 30th. However, the airline warned that its third quarter results will fall short of Wall Street expectations. That's because airlines are adding more flights than the market can handle, creating a glut of seats that's keeping prices from rising.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Prosecutors are expected to give new details today about Boeing's plea deal in a case stemming from two deadly crashes of 737 MAX jetliners. That's when the Justice Department hopes to file the agreement with a federal district court in Texas. Earlier this month, Boeing agreed in principle to plead guilty to a single count of fraud that it deceived federal regulators who approved the MAX nearly a decade ago. More details at srnnews.com.